Hi, this is Bill Satterly, welcoming you back to the second hour of tonight's Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to play something where the chairman of the board meets the count, and that would be Frank Sinatra, backed up by the big Basie band. It's entitled, the CD's entitled, It Might As Well Be Swing, and the name of the tune is Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
Gets no better than Frank Sinatra, Count Basie, and arrangements by Quincy Jones. Fly Me to the Moon.
All right, we're going to, it's tough to follow that act, but we'll try. We're going to go with guitarist Kenny Burrell, one of Detroit's finest that started out in Detroit, moved to New York, was a giant on the New York jazz scene for many, many years, and cut many, many albums, primarily on the Blue Note Prestige label. And he moved over to Concord later in his career. This is a Concord album called When Lights Are Low. And just a trio of Burrell on guitar, Larry Gates on bass, Carl Burnett on drums. And this is a nice little blues called Blues for Basie.
Thank you.
nice easy blues by that great guitarist Kenny Burrell called Blues for Basie.
I'm going to follow up with the blues called the St. Louis Blues, featuring Oliver Nelson and his orchestra. I know we've played probably more big bands tunes tonight than we usually do, but I think you'll enjoy listening to St. Louis Blues.
Thank you.
was Oliver Nelson's rendition of St. Louis Blues.
Well, we've played drummer Art Taylor many times, particularly with the Red Garland Trio. Art Taylor's a great drummer. He got a chance to lead up his own album on the new jazz label called Taylor's Tenors. It includes the two tenors on this track are Charlie Rouse on tenor and Frank Foster on tenor, along with Walter Davis on piano, Sam Jones on bass. This is a Charlie Rouse composition, a neat little swinger called Little Chico. Thank you. there's a tenor tandem of Frank Foster and Charlie Rouse, along with Walter Davis on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and the leader on drums, Art Taylor, doing a Charlie Rouse composition called Little Chico from a new jazz album cut back in 59.
I'm going to follow up with some good tenor, alto, and baritone sax from a CD, Benny Carter All-Star Sax Ensemble. The name of the album is Over the Rainbow, and the name of the tune is Out of Nowhere, featuring Benny Carter and Herb Geller on alto, Jimmy Heath and Frank Weiss on tenor, Joe Temporli on baritone, Richie Wilands on piano, Milt Hinton bass, Ronnie Bedford drums. Out of Nowhere. Thank you. beautiful arrangement of hearing all the sax play together. Benny Carter, over out of nowhere.
Okay, we'll turn out to a vibe man, John Cacuzzi, from his Arbor album called Groove Merchant. He does a great old standard written by Waller Donaldson called Did I Remember? It includes a gentleman called Anita Sapella on clarinet, and I'm familiar with him. I'm familiar with the rest of the artists, John Sheridan on piano, James Chirillo on guitar, Frank Tate on bass, Joe Ascani on drums. Let's listen to that old ballad or medium groove tune called Did I Remember, done nicely by vibe man John Cacuzzi. John Cacuzzi on vibes from his album Groove Merchant on the Arbor label, and basically that was a tour de force by the clarinet man Sapella and the piano player John Sheridan, and John didn't participate too much in that particular track except for one short chorus.
I want to play something, or the last cut from the CD album that doesn't tell us what the name of the tune is, or who the artists are. So the last one I'm going to play is called Topsy, and instead of Name That Tune, Name That Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mystery Has Been Solved. That was Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet, Bobby Brookmeyer on trombone, and Jim Hall on guitar, and we're not sure who the bass player was, but the name of the tune was Topsy.
Well, you know what? That was a classic tune that was made very popular by the Count Basie Big Band in the late 30s, written by Eddie Durham. And so it got my juices flowing here when I heard that. I think we're going to play one more version of Topsy. This time it'll be by a former member of the Count Basie trumpet section, Joe Newman. This is Joe Newman's octet doing Topsy from an RCA album called All I Want to Do Is Swing, that includes Nat Pierce on piano doing his Count Basie imitation best, Frankie Rehak on trombone, Al Cohn on tenor sax, Freddie Green on guitar, of course, the guitar player with the Basie band. Let's listen to a shorter, swinging little version of Topsy. Joe Newman from his RCA album, All I Want to Do Is Swing, doing that old Count Basie favorite, Topsy, some fine trumpet work there by Joe Newman on with muted trumpet and Al Cohn on tenor sax.
I'm going to finish out tonight's show and thank you first for listening to tonight's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned next Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, for a couple of hours of mainstream jazz. I started tonight's show out with a big band sound, and I'm going to conclude it with one. It's one I think everyone will recognize. Lionel Hampton's orchestra is playing Airmail Special.